Apple is developing artificial intelligence tools to challenge OpenAI, Google, and others, according to a new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Yes, my friends, Apple is coming with its very own version of ChatGPT. Apparently, they already have. Are you excited to know more about it? Hello, and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Harshanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be covering something that we were waiting for such a long time to have any rumor from Apple's side, that is Apple's entry into the world of AI. If you're not connected with us on our social media channels, don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, iGeeks Blog, because we're available literally everywhere. And if you want to connect with me in person, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra R. Also, we have all of this information available in written format, so don't forget to check out our app. The links are in the description. Now, you know when Mark Gurman says a certain thing, this man can never be wrong. And he recently came up with a report claiming that Apple is working on its own ChatGPT. It's going to be such a tough competition for Google's Bard, OpenAI, and it's probably going to rule the market. The tech giant has created a chatbot that some engineers are internally referring to as Apple GPT. Apple has yet to determine a strategy for releasing the technology to consumers, but is reportedly aiming to make a significant AI-related announcement sometime next year. The report says that Apple has built its own framework, codenamed Ajax, to create large language models, which are AI-based systems that power offerings like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Google's Bard. Ajax runs on Google Cloud and was built with Google Jax, the search giant machine learning framework, according to Bloomberg. Apple is leveraging Ajax to create large language models and serve as the foundation for the internal ChatGPT-style tool. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The internal rollout of the chatbot was halted for a while due to security concerns about generative AI, but it has since been made available to more Apple employees. Although employees are getting access to the chatbot, it requires special approval for access. Bloomberg reports that any output from the chatbot cannot be used to develop feature-bound for customers. Apple employees are using the chatbot to help with product prototyping. The chatbot can be used to summarize text and answer questions based on data it has been trained with. The company's chatbot is similar to Bard, ChatGPT, and Bing AI, as it doesn't feature any additional features that separates it from what's currently commercially available. The report comes as Apple has been on the hunt for generative AI talent. Apple, like a number of companies right now, may be grappling with what role the newest advances in AI are playing and should play in its business. But one thing Apple is confident about is the fact that it wants to bring more generative AI talent into its business. Now, the Cupertino company has posted at least a dozen job ads on its career page seeking experts in generative AI. Specifically, it's looking for machine learning specialists passionate about building extraordinary autonomous systems in the field. The job ads, some of it seem to cover the same role, or are calling for multiple applicants, first started appearing in April, with the most recent of them getting published earlier this week. These job postings are coming amidst mixed signals from the company around generative AI. During its quarter two earning calls earlier last month, CEO Tim Cook dodged giving specific answers to questions about what is the company doing in the era, but also didn't dismiss it. Generative AI is in fact very interesting, he said, but Apple will be very deliberate and thoughtful in its approach. Then a few days ago, Wall Street Journal reported that the company had started restricting use of OpenAI's ChatGPT and other external generative AI tools for some employees over concerns of proprietary data leaking out through the platforms. Those restrictions are not new or unique to Apple. A number of companies, tech and non-tech, have spelled out similar restrictions. Some believe Apple's had its policy in place for a while. But more third-party apps are bringing in generative AI elements. It was only yesterday that OpenAI released its own ChatGPT iOS app, and Apple is reportedly working on its own generative AI products, according to the Wall Street Journal. The openings are in teams that include integrated system experience, input experience NLP, machine learning R&D, and the technology development group located across San Diego, the Bay Area, and Seattle. Some of the roles focus specifically on the visual generative AI applications for machine learning experts to work on visual generative modeling to power applications across computational photography, image and video editing, 3D shape and motion reconstruction, and avatar generation. As I mentioned, it's unclear what exactly these hires would be working on, new products or refreshing existing ones. But the push to bring more generative AI talent, Apple, shouldn't be too much of a surprise. The company has always been an early mover, in fact, in the world of consumer AI applications too, with the launch of Siri Voice Assistant on the iPhone in 2011. And for years, it has the reputation as one of the biggest technology companies identifying and recruiting AI talent from other companies, startups, and according to some, straight from university labs and PhD projects. While Apple has continued to build and enhance how it applies AI, more recently, it, along with other Leviathans like Google and Amazon, have been viewed as falling behind in the latest wave of the technology. That wave, led by companies like Microsoft-backed OpenAI, Midjourney, and Stability.ai, and their advances in generative AI, takes simple verbal cues and returning detailed responses based on vast amounts of information knitted together. Now, we've seen a number of moves from those Leviathans to catch up, along with Google's Bard on the way of AI news of its Block I/O developer event. An article in March in the New York Times detailed how Apple held an internal event to show off the work it was doing, and the test teams were running in language generating concepts, large language models, and other AI tools. Apple being Apple, no doubt, it will be looking to bring its own approach to the table. Much of the work that it's been doing so far, for example, visual AI technology, has been focused on device processing and privacy, and builder developing tools in aid of that. The company has posted a handful of job postings on its career page seeking experts in generative AI. It's looking for engineers with a robust understanding of large language models and generative AIs. As companies like Google, Microsoft, and Meta moved quickly to release generative AI products to the public, Apple has remained somewhat quiet in the AI front. Although the tech giant has released AI features across its products and apps for years now, it's now looking to catch up with the consumer demand for generative AI tools that can help with tasks like drafting essays and images. The report says that Apple is focused on trying to address potential privacy concerns related to artificial intelligence. Apple CEO Tim Cook has said although the giant add AI to more of its offering, it would do so on a thoughtful basis. Apple is reportedly testing its ChatGPT rival generative AI based offering amongst its employees. The iPhone maker is pushing to its AI offering ready by next year, while an internal ChatGPT-like service is already available for its employees. According to a report by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, the new AI offering by Apple is helping its employees to prototype future features, summarize text, and answer questions based on the data it has been trained with. While it isn't clear yet what new Apple's generative AI will be used for, there are a few areas which could be used to improve the existing products. For instance, Apple could utilize generative AI to make its voice assistant Siri more conversational and handle complex tasks. The Bloomberg report notes that Siri could soon have the ability to write an email on behalf of the users with just a voice-based instruction. Similarly, Apple could also use generative AI to help its AppleCare support staff in assisting the customers better. However, Apple is more cautious about generative AI and large language models from its Silicon Valley competitors, and CEO Tim Cook has called broader regulation around AI. Earlier this week, it was revealed that Apple is working on its AI offering that could challenge the likes of OpenAI and Google, and it is being called by some inside the company as Apple GPT. The AI tool is expected to be based on a new framework called Ajax, which is built on top of Google Jax, the search engine's joint machine learning framework. Apple's system runs on Google Cloud, while the company uses to power cloud services along with its own infrastructure and Amazon.com's AWS. Apple reportedly doesn't know how its generative AI tech will look for consumer products, but it's already playing a role behind the scene. Gurman also said that Apple is exploring ways of integrating its large language model LLM into other areas of operation. That could include using it with AppleCare for assisting customers. Unlike other big tech companies that have raced to launch generative AI tools for consumers, Apple has been super cautious and tight-lipped. Even at WWDC 2023, there was a considerate absence of the term AI. One could easily imagine adding generative AI capabilities to Siri, which would make a powerful upgrade to its somewhat neglected voice assistant. In Gurman's initial report about Apple's LLM development, he said that the company is planning a significant AI-related announcement next year, but whether that consumer's related or not remains to be seen. While all of us have been using ChatGPT for more than 6 months now, and Google's Bard has also come to terms with it, there are a lot of things that generative AI is still flawed at. It may be good at writing text, it may be good at writing emails, but beyond the point, you do understand that that is not how humans talk like. It is going to get better. Of course, it's going to get better. So we have, at least I have, immense expectations from Apple venturing into generative AI, knowing that it will encapsulate on all the flaws that both of these open AIs are offering to us right now and come up with something more stronger and better. Also, I would like to see if there's any pricing added to this. Would it increase the price of the products, or it would be, how is it going to be priced, where it is going to be used? It's a very exciting path for Apple and for us, to be honest. Because if Apple really manages to integrate generative AI across all its devices, imagine how easier talking to your friends, family, or dating would be for that matter. You wouldn't have to text your friend at 3 a.m. in the morning asking what would be the right response to this message. You could just use AI and come up with something equally stronger. That is a pro and a con. I do see how that can be a con. But for now, let's look at the bright side and hope that we see something from Apple sooner. Gurman believes that there would be a stronger announcement next year, and provided that the employees have already started using some sort of a chatbot, next year could be a possibility. But then it's Apple. We waited so long for Vision Pro. I wouldn't raise my expectations very high at this point. I can see at least a year or three for something concrete to come out from Apple's side. But that's all from my side. What are your views on this? What do you think Apple is working on? Apple's generative AI would look like? And how is it going to beat the current competition while addressing the concerns that the current competition has created for us? Don't forget to tune into the iGeeks blog show. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing a product or some sort of rumor. And please do connect with us on our social media channels. If you have any feedback or appreciation, we're available everywhere. The links are in the description. This is Harshanki signing off. Sayonara.